From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The woman killed when a car plowed into a crowd of people protesting a white nationalist rally in the U.S. state of Virginia has been described as a true American hero who died opposing those who reject others who are not like them. A vigil was held for 32-year-old Heather Heyer in Charlottesville, Virginia, where 19 people were also injured. David Strawn witnessed Heyer's death.
All I saw were people flying away, and then I saw a car. I saw a windshield smashed, I saw a bumper torn, I saw it peel away, and then I looked to my left, and I saw Heather Heyer lying on the ground. And I saw the life pass from her eyes, and I watched her die.
Two state troopers also died when their helicopter crashed while they monitored the rally. Hundreds of counter-protesters gathered to decry what they believe to be the largest gathering of white supremacists in a decade who descended on the city to oppose the removal of a Civil War general statue. The top U.S. General Joe Dunford is on the Korean Peninsula as annual U.S. and South Korean military exercises risk further increasing tensions with North Korea. Meantime, U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo told Fox News Sunday North Korea's push to develop a nuclear-tipped ballistic missile capable of hitting the U.S. is a very serious threat, and the Trump administration takes it as such. Suspected Islamic extremists opened fire at a restaurant late Sunday in the capital of Burkina Faso, killing at least 17 people in the second such attack on a restaurant popular with foreigners in the last 2 years. This is VOA News. United States is condemning the murders of 7 Syrian White Helmets civil defense members in the rebel-controlled Idlib province. The White Helmets are unidentified gunmen shot the 7 members dead during a raid on their base west of Idlib City, no one claiming responsibility. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Colombia, where he said while Venezuela is on the path toward dictatorship, a peaceful solution to months of unrest and political turmoil is possible. Pence was speaking at the start of a 4-nation Latin American trip. On Friday, President Trump said the U.S. would not rule out a military option in Venezuela, a remark that Rice University Latin American scholar Mark Jones described as unhelpful.
The United States has no realistic plan nor desire to get involved in an internal conflict in Venezuela. And all the president has done there is create sympathy for President Maduro in Venezuela.
CIA Director Pompeo said the president was trying to give the Venezuelan people hope in creating an opportunity for a restoration of democracy. 2 aid groups have suspended migrant rescue efforts in the Mediterranean after expressing concern about threats by the Libyan Coast Guard. Save the Children and Germany's CI have joined Doctors Without Borders in halting operations to save thousands of migrants trying to reach Europe. Meantime, Italy is investigating an Eritrean priest, Masi Zarai, a human rights activist, for allegedly alerting NGO rescue ships about migrant vessels trying to reach Europe. Rome-based reporter Josephine McKenna spoke with VOA about Zarai.
He has reacted very strongly to these allegations. He says he's always acted with legality and he's the victim of a witch hunt. He says he has nothing to hide and he's always acted within the law. As a priest, he's been involved in sending SOS signals to ships. Zarai says that he's always acted appropriately. He has sent SOS signals to ships, but only through the correct channels.
Zarai is accused of violating Italy's new code of conduct that prohibits NGOs from receiving such information on the grounds that it actually helps people smugglers. Pakistan kicked off a day of celebrations today, marking the country's 70 years of statehood and independence. Festivities began with gun salutes in the provincial capitals and in the national capital. Pakistan gained independence when the departing British left India and split the subcontinent in 1947, sparking one of the most violent upheavals of the 20th century. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.